Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, I had finished with the announcements and was just beginning with our study. Well, let's end the week on that thought.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible's sake.
In Nahum chapter 3 and verse 1. And so, we will start out there. Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. Progress can mean something good or something bad. Communism in Russia, which became the union of the Soviet Socialist Republic, in moved ahead and progressed really big time from 1917 until it dissolved on December 26, 1991. Now, those years for the socialists would be called progress, but not by people who believe in individual freedom, restricted only by laws that prevent that men assailed for their free speech, and also the laws that limited people from hurting others physically and hurting them socially or in financial harm, hurting them for worshiping the Lord, allowing us to have the freedom to worship God, to share the gospel with others. And so those laws were established to protect us, to give us that freedom and to protect us in physical, social, or financial harm. That is why a strong police force must be maintained to help keep a country free, morally and physically. Now, I know there's a lot of media people and a lot of other politicians that are down on the policemen and deputies and so forth. Look, I've got a son and a grandson that are deputies, and so you're talking to the wrong person if you say that to me. But I am so thankful that we have them for the job they do. These guys get up every day. When they go to work, they're putting their life on the line, not knowing what they're going to run into. Even a traffic stop is dangerous anymore. And so here these guys get up in the morning, they go to work, putting their life on the line. And could be the day that it's the last day they kiss that little one goodbye. It could be the last day they kiss that wife or that husband goodbye. And so it is good that we have these people. And let me encourage you, I've done this on several occasions. I'll be in a restaurant and I'll see some uniformed officers. I'll just see my waitress and I'll say, don't tell those guys, just bring me their bill when you get done. Get done there and bring me their bill and I'll pay for their meal. Just don't tell them who did it. And that's what I do. And I've done that several times, and I just want some of them to know that we're thankful for their work. Now, as we go to our first verse here, though, it shows the condition of Nineveh before her sudden fall. She fell suddenly. And that reminds us of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. How many Christians have said, well, I wouldn't give in to that. I wouldn't do that. I can remember in the school we warned a young lady about getting too familiar with the boys. And she said, well, I would never do that. That would never happen to me. And she ended up with child out of wedlock. And so, just take heed, lest you fall. Well, in Nineveh, their minds was all about their progress until the fall. So, let's look at the city again as it's described in verse 1, in its daily life. because it pictures for us the days before the rapture and the end of the tribulation. He starts out by saying, woe to the bloody city. It's full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not. Woe to the bloody city. Now think of that word woe. We have an idea of what it means when God says, as we see what he says in Revelation 8, verse 13, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. By reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are to sound. Now, in the first woe, when you read about it, there are creatures that are somewhat like a scorpion. They come up out of the pits of hell, and out of the pits of hell, they end up stinging men and causing them such a pain that is paralyzing, a pain that they desire to die. They're unable to die or kill themselves, and this continues for 5 months. Now, we don't ever see that those creatures are destroyed. What I believe, that since they came up out of the pit, I believe that they returned to the pit. I believe they were created for the pit. I believe that one of the parts of the torment of the body that will not cease to exist, but feel pain as one feels hell's torments, will be these creatures. I believe they'll give stings that'll give paralyzing pain to men in that place we refer to as hell, but especially into the pits of hell. And yet the body will not cease to exist, and they'll feel pain just as clearly as one would feel pain walking on the face of this earth from those kind of things. The second woe, we find that one-third of the men are slain by a marching army of 200 million soldiers in Revelation chapter 9. And they're called the kings of the east, and they kill one-third of the men in that 1040 window, the people there. And so a huge group is put to death in the largest section of the world as far as population is concerned. Then the third woe is when Jesus returns to set up his millennial kingdom. We read of that in Revelation chapter 19 and in Revelation 16. Revelation 16 tells us that the blood will flow to the horse's bridle. So when God says woe, my friend, it's bad. And you'd be very, very, very wise to listen to what God has to say. Now, it is the bloody city we are told here in our text. The word bloody has a special Hebrew word that holds in it the idea of bloodshed, slaughter, bloodthirsty, and blood guiltiness. An exclamation point is used telling us of God's holy anger with this city. They view the bloodshed as innocent actions. Nineveh thought they were just to go around, destroy cities, and do some of the most vile things to the bodies of men and women when they go in and destroy a place. And so they had some vile things happen. As we think of babies aborted today, people too think that that bloodshed is innocent. They say that the babies today are merely aborted tissue. Although the Bible tells us that we were conceived in sin. Now, there is no sin if that within the womb does not have life. Inanimate objects do not sin. So, when a baby is conceived at the moment of conception, it becomes alive. Now, does it have all of its arms and legs and fingers and all of its organs developed and so forth? No, but life has begun at conception. I believe at conception, because you're conceived in sin, you inherit the sin nature. The DNA is a sin nature, and that moment of conception is that DNA starts into effect to work its work. And so we are conceived in sin. But just as babies were offered in Nineveh on an idol to Baal, and it's interesting how they would do that. They would get the drums out and get a strong beat-driven music going. And the people get so moved by it and get moving into it and with the music, be so driven by the music, that they would take their own children, their own babies. And on that bell, that altar bell, where the fire would be burning under the idol, they would lay the baby on the hot metal, but with the loud music and the drums drowning out the cry of the baby, they would offer that baby in a sacrifice to Baal, much as today they offer babies in sacrifice to use their bodily parts for profit. They were also pushing in today's society babies being aborted, sacrificed for the most evil things to think of ethnic or racial cleansing, getting rid of a cultural group, kind of a thing like Nazism. Abortion is something that's very, in my opinion, Nazi-like, and even more so, satanic, because the devil is the one who wants the death of all people. Now, we also see it when we want to preserve guilty blood. Guilty blood that has shed innocent blood of others. Now, as a Christian, we should hope that every person on death row gets saved, receives Christ as Savior, even a mass murderer who may have murdered children. Remember, the cross, only one of three people that day was innocent who was being executed. Yet, Jesus saved the other man who turned to him in repentance and faith. But he did not cause the man to come down from the cross and live, although he could have, I guess, but he didn't.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.